This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Neighbors shaken after a shooting that happened at a house party at a short-term rental property on Paradise Lane. That's near 30th and King Street on West Colorado Springs. Police say the shooting happened around 12:30 Sunday morning when two people at the party went outside and began shooting each other in the street. By the time police arrived on scene, two suspects had left. Luke Van Douf said that his truck had been hit with a stray bullet and two more bullets went through his home.
You're never ready for that, you know? It's just one of the scariest things of all time, having a bullet whiz by your head. I mean, not 2 feet away. It's terrifying.
Neighbors told us they reported the party to Airbnb before the shooting, but now it's unclear if those reports made it to the property manager in time. Anyone with information in this case urged to contact CSPD. Springs police, meanwhile, investigating an attempted ATM burglary near InterQuest and I-25. Police notified right around 3:45 this morning that the ATM's alarm was going off and the camera feed had been disabled. When crews arrived on scene, they found the ATM laying on its side along with an abandoned truck, running with a tow trap hooked to the ATM. Police don't believe any cash was taken, but the truck is believed to have been stolen. Anyone with information also urged to contact CSPD.
Colorado Springs police say they are investigating a homicide following a crash on South Shelton Loop. The crash was reported early Saturday in the area of Platt Avenue and Shelton Road. When officers got there, they found a woman dead from a gunshot wound. Investigators are still trying to determine what led to the woman's death. Two people are dead after a three-car crash in Black Forest yesterday morning. State Patrol says the crash happened at the intersection of Shoup and Volmer Roads. The driver of a Saturn sedan was heading east on Shoup when they ran a stop sign, hitting the passenger side of a Lexus sedan. The force of the crash sent both cars spinning out of control. That's when the Lexus was hit a second time by a Ford F-150. The driver of the Lexus and their passenger died in the crash. The crash remains under investigation this morning.
Turning to COVID-19 coverage and the balls continuing to roll in the vaccine rollout in the next phase starting this Friday. Beginning this week, Coloradans age 60 and up will have their chance to get the vaccine. Governor Jared Polis said that those with two or more chronic health conditions in grocery store along with manufacturing workers will also be eligible for the shot.
If you're 60 and up in Colorado, you can schedule an appointment with your local pharmacy, your hospital, community health clinic. You'll be eligible to participate in any of the stand-up clinics across the state.
Some people, though, including frontline restaurant employees, postal service, and public transit workers, will have to wait just a little bit longer than originally planned. Polis added them to Phase 1B4, which is scheduled to begin on March 21st and has about 2.5 million people in it, including those 50 and up, faith leaders, and people 16 to 49 with one high-risk health condition. The Johnson & Johnson vaccine is the third coronavirus vaccine cleared by the FDA, but the first that only requires one dose. KRDO's Mia Villanueva breaking down how many of those doses we can expect to receive here in Colorado.
The state could get 45,000 vaccines by as early as this week. Now, of course, the big question now is how effective is the Johnson & Johnson vaccine? A recent study shows it was 85% effective against the most severe COVID-19 illness. That's about 10% less effective than Pfizer and Moderna, which are about 95% effective. The big difference between the two, of course, is Johnson & Johnson requires just one dose, whereas the others require two.
KRDO News Time 8:04. Letitia Stauch, the defendant in a murder trial, is going to represent herself when she faces accusations of the murder of her stepson. Her request was granted by a judge last Friday, although 4th Judicial District Attorney Michael Allen says Stauch will have a lot of catching up to do because of the amount of evidence in the case. Stauch did cite two pieces of evidence she believes will clear her in the killing, though she admitted the evidence has yet to come in. She's accused of killing 11-year-old Gannon in January of 2020 and burying his body in Douglas County and then Florida. She was arrested almost a year ago today.
Dante Lucas is set to resume trial today in Pueblo after Dante's mother and grandmother were called to the stand on Friday. Lucas is the man accused of killing his pregnant girlfriend, Kelsey Schelling, in February of 2013. Neither Dante's mother nor his 94-year-old grandmother seem to remember too much about the time surrounding Schelling's disappearance. Dante's mother, Sarah, says she does remember seeing Schelling's car near her mother's home on Manor Ridge Drive the morning of February 5th, but she never saw Kelsey and only met her on one prior occasion. Dante's mother also said that she was aware of Schelling's pregnancy and would have welcomed an additional grandchild into the family.
Plenty of sunshine and warming temperatures over the next couple of days. Monday afternoon, look for highs in the mid and upper 40s around Colorado Springs and Pueblo. 45 here in the Springs, 51 for Pueblo. Warmer yet coming up on Tuesday afternoon after morning starts in the low 20s. We top out at 56 degrees for Colorado Springs, 63 in Pueblo. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.